They say it takes a village to raise a child. It also takes a village to put together a podcast. Well, this one, at least. Hi there. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and you know what else it takes a village to build? And maintain? And cool? And cool some more? A data center. Oh yes, where in the world would we be without our dutiful, diligent data centers? This week's episode of Fish Fry is dedicated to data center technology, from some new verification and interconnect IP to a brand new world record set in tape storage. Oh yes, you heard me right, tape storage. This week's news you may have missed is coming to you directly from Tape Storage Central at IBM. So did you know that just last week, IBM set a world record for tape storage? And it's actually their fifth since 2006. So get this. IBM Research, with a little help from Sony Storage Media Solutions, managed to get, well, you might want to sit down for this one, 201 gigabytes per square inch of data on a prototype of sputtered magnetic tape. And yes, IBM is looking square at cloud storage for this one. For a little context here, this new world record is actually about 20 times the current density used in state-of-the-art commercial tape drives. And get this, it also enables the potential of recording up to 300 terabytes of uncompressed data on a single tape cartridge. A tape cartridge small enough to sit in the palm of your hand. Okay, so along with this record-breaking amount of storage, IBM also developed some other really cool technologies, which includes new signal processing algorithms for the data channel based on noise predictive detection principles. Also, new servo control technologies that allow for head positioning with an accuracy of better than 7 nanometers, and even a low-friction tape head technology that permits the use of very smooth tape media. I could have used some of that very smooth tape media back in the 80s. Okay, but seriously, are we seeing a resurgence of magnetic tape storage? Absolutely. It's being co-located in a lot of cloud and enterprise data centers. Is it going to be the only path forward? Well, probably not. If you want even more information about this announcement, I've included a couple links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. All right, it's time for a little C6. Ladies and gentlemen, let me bring in Sachin Dhingra from Cadence Design Systems. He's bringing us the goods on Cadence's new interface and verification IP solution for C6. So you watch out, you data centers out there. This one's coming right for you.
My guest today is Sachin Dhingra from Cadence Design Systems. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me here.
So, Sachin, I heard an interesting term recently, plumbing for high-performance computing. So, what exactly are we talking about there?
So, in today's systems in a data center or an enterprise, you have all these servers doing compute. There's not just one component. There's a CPU, there's an accelerator, there's memory. So, all these components need to be connected to each other. And the way to connect them is what we call plumbing. Some of examples of these types of plumbing would be PCI Express to connect to peripherals, DDR to connect to memory, Ethernet to connect from one server to the next. There's a new protocol that's come up called CCIX that's specifically meant for accelerators.
Okay, so you guys just introduced the industry's first interface and verification IP solution for C6. So for my audience who may not know, what exactly is C6?
C6 stands for Cache Coherent Interconnect for Accelerators. What it does is it connects the accelerators to the CPU in a cache coherent way, which enables heterogeneous computing. What heterogeneous means, I can have on the same server a CPU and an accelerator working together using coherent memory.
Okay, so Sachin, what kind of applications are we looking at here?
So some of the key applications that are being targeted by the data centers, the CPUs are not optimal components to perform those applications. Some of these examples, some buzzwords you may have heard, artificial intelligence, machine learning, some not so popular terms as network function virtualization. So to do those functions, we need a special interconnect that connect those accelerators to the CPU to offload the CPU. Another application that's coming about for C6, as we call it, is automotive applications. The reason I say that, because the modern car will be a smartphone and a data center on wheels.
Okay, so Sachin, why another interface protocol? How is this different from other interface protocols?
So traditionally, you would have PCI Express connecting to these accelerators, but there are some drawbacks of PCI Express. Big drawback is the throughput and the latency. PCI Express for the past 7 years has stayed at 8 gigabits per second. We need that speed to go up. Recently, we updated PCI Express to go to 16 gig. But what C6 does is it takes the speed up from 16 gig to 20 gig and 25 gig. So it gives you multiple options to get you the throughput that you need to perform these applications. And not just that, it also makes the programming model to use the accelerators easier. That is done because it provides a cache coherent model. So it's a single memory space for a programmer, whether it's the CPU working on it or the accelerator working on it.
All right, so how does this fit into the whole Cadence ecosystem?
So Cadence has been involved in PCI Express for enterprise data center and mobile applications for a long time. Since C6 builds on top of PCI Express ecosystem, it makes it easy for us to develop a solution that's already fairly mature on the latest PCI Express 4.0 solution. What we have done is we provide a full solution which includes a PHY, controller, drivers, your verification, the whole environment. So our end customers who are developing the solutions, they get a black box that's complete and they don't have to do any of that work themselves of integration. We also are heavily involved in the standard bodies. So we bring a ton of knowledge and experience and help you architect your device. Cadence has actually had the first customer IP deployment of C6. And we also have a leading customer now deploying a 25 gig solution. Currently, Cadence has a solution available on 7 and 16 nanometer.
So, Sachin, what's next for C6?
So I can think of two things. One, from the application perspective, I mentioned automotive. It's yet to be seen how successful that is, but we see potential there. The second is in the data center space itself, newer speeds. Data center doubles the speeds every 2 years. So to keep up with that, we're looking at PCI Express Gen 5, which was just announced, to double the speed from 16 gigabits per second to 32 gigabits per second. At C6, we believe that we will incorporate that spec as part of CCIX to make sure we keep building on top of the PCI Express ecosystem. In future, we're thinking 56 gig and 112 gig data rates, but for now, we're primarily looking at 32 gig to be part of C6.
Nice. All right, Sachin, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, you told me you race motorcycles. So first, how did you get involved with racing motorcycles, and what do you ride?
So as a child, I always wanted to become a fighter pilot. Too many video games and a weak eyesight did not let me do that. So I pursued a career in electrical engineering, but my passion never died. So I picked up racing. Car racing was too expensive. Motorcycles was the next best. And it turned out it was actually a lot more fun. A lot more dangerous too, but really fun. What do I ride now? I have a Ducati Monster 1000 and I have a Yamaha R6.
Excellent. Well, I think you're my first motorcycle racer on Fish Fry. Thank you so much for joining me. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Pleasure being here.
So maybe you're designing an IC, and maybe that custom IC is going into a data center someday, or not. But most of us would agree that RTL sign-off is becoming the preferred design methodology for many teams today. But verifying that your RTL will give you back the chip you want the first time? Well, that's challenging to say the least. Sounds like a problem you've encountered before, I'd bet. Mm-hmm. In a brand new episode of Chalk Talk entitled Jasper Gold RTL Designer Sign-Off with Superlint and CDC, I sit down with Pete Hardy of Cadence Design Systems and chat all about Jasper Gold, a comprehensive solution that will help you do RTL sign-off with confidence. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link below the player on this week's fish frying page on eejournal.com. You can also check out the Chalk Talk section of eejournal.com or head on over to YouTube, keyword eejournal. Hey, have you checked out eejournal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/eejournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at eejournaltfm. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword eejournal. It is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of August 11th, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.